Roger Thorfalcher Roy, the Airclore Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to this programme, Sounds Irish, our last programme before Christmas. So there'll be quite an amount of Christmas material in this week's programme. I'm Joe Bollard and I hope you can stay with me and, well, enjoy some of the tracks, enjoy all of the tracks, I hope, that I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. As, well, most of you know that this is a pre-recorded programme and I know it's taken by a number of stations, so it doesn't matter what station you're listening to me on. Firstly, I hope you're enjoying it and I hope you'll stay. Secondly, if you want to email me, you can do so. joebollard2@aircom.net. joebollard. And figure2@aircom.net. That's joebollard2@aircom.net. And aircom is spelled EIRCOM.NET. Now, on this week's programme, a number of the tracks are a bit unusual because, as I said, there'll be a Christmas flavour about them. And some of them will be longer than we usually have because they're too good to fade, most of them. And if I did, you'd lose the sort of idea behind the whole track. So I hope you don't mind that too much. Tell you what we'll do. We'll get Derek Ryan to start us off with them. Well, some shenanigans under the mistletoe.
I see you smile, I hear the bells ring, it's Christmas time, and everybody sings. I hold your hand, never to let it go, as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. It's cold outside, you make me feel warm, a starry night, I have you in my arms. Children run to catch the falling snow as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. As we toast for the future, somehow I know mine I'll share with you. The candle burns an eternal glow as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Yes, you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe.
So Some country and Irish there from Derek Ryan. Friends, I'm quite excited because I'm going to play for you now a track by Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And regular listeners will know that I'm a big, in fact, I'm the world's biggest Anne-Marie O'Riordan fan. And Anne-Marie kindly sent me this particular recording during the week. Now, first of all, it's entitled "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," but it's not the one you think it is. Also, she released this as a single, and all the proceeds go to cancer research, and she dedicated to her loving grandfather, who passed away recently. So I'll tell you what we'll do. A big thank you to Anne-Marie for the track. We'll take a listen to "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and I made just one wish that tomorrow you're there. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night I played your song. Wish you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and what did I see? My dear Christmas angel, or was it a dream? In a bright flowing scarf, brushing snow from her hair, passing under my window to vanish in air. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night I played your song. Wish you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight." While a vision of the morning sweetly danced in my head, I awakened to discover all that I saw instead was you. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night I played your song. Wish you'd come home for Christmas where you belong. 'Twas the night, 'twas the night the world dressed in white. Please come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight. I wish you'd come home for Christmas, my darling, tonight."
Nice little simple song there from Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Now, many countries have their own carols. Every time I think of Christmas carols, I think, of course, of Germany, because they have some wonderful carols, and there's some ye old English carols as well, is there not? But I'll tell you what, we have Irish carols. Here's one that's so well known, particularly in Ireland. It's called the Wexford Carol. Wexford is a county, well, it's just below my county. It's on the east coast of Ireland. As you go down, it's just south of Wicklow. Now, for many years, there used to be actors and players going round Wexford, particularly at this time of the year, and they were known as the Wexford Mummers. They used to put on sort of nativity shows, and they used to sing this special carol known as the Wexford Carol, sung for us here by Celtic Woman, and it has a real sort of Gaelic-y, Irish-y flavour. Have a listen and see what you think. The wonderful, haunting sound of Celtic Woman there and their interpretation of the Wexford Carol. We're going to change the style again now because one of our regular contributors, in fact, two of our regular contributors, Foster and Alan.
Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Among my sentimental round this time. Pardon me if the dew falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Taking a page from the Jim Reeves songbook there, methinks. It's Foster and Allen and A Memory of an Old Christmas Card. Now, this is one of those longer tracks I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. You have to give it your full attention because we Irish people love telling stories. I'm going to play for you now a track from one of Ireland's best known storyteller, Eamon Kelly. Now, Eamon has a wonderful Kerry accent, and you may find this a little bit difficult to listen to. But what Eamon is doing, he's telling you and telling us what happened in the Irish country households years ago when he was a young lad on Christmas Eve. He introduces it by saying hello to you and then wishing you a Merry Christmas in Irish. And he tells you all that took place while people were preparing for Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas. Nollig fe washe eve gulair. On Christmas Eve, when I was young, the way we look forward to twilight, for when darkness fell, it was Christmas night, the greatest night of all the year. We young lads would be up at the crack of dawn that morning to have the house ready for the night. Berry holly would have to be cut and brought in to deck out the windows, the top of the dresser, along the back of the settle and the clevy. We'd bring in ivy too, and put a sprig of laurel behind the pictures above the lintel of the door and around the fireplace. But we wouldn't overdo it, or if we did, my mother would make us cut it down a bit, reminding us that she'd like to feel that she was in her own house for Christmas and not in the middle of a wood. Well, the transformation we could bring about in the kitchen with all that greenery. But we weren't finished yet. The Christmas candles would have to be prepared. These candles were of white tallow, as thick as the handle of a spade and nearly as tall. In some houses, they'd scoop out a hole in a big turnip and they'd put the candle sitting into that. A big crock we'd use, we'd put the candle standing into it, and then we'd pack it around with sand. And when the candle was firm in position, we'd spike sprigs of holly or laurel into the sand about the candle. And we'd have coloured paper, too, to put around the outside of the crock to take the bare look off it. With that same coloured paper, the girls in the family, if they were anywhere handy, could make paper flowers to decorate the holly. Then what would cap it all is, if you had a length of young ivy and spiral it up around the candle, it looked lovely. That done, we'd go through the same manoeuvre until there was a candle in a crock for every window in the house. Then we'd be praying for night to fall, for you couldn't see the right effect until the candles were lit. That honour of lighting the candles would fall to the youngest in the house. My father would lift him up, saying, "In animanahar, in the name of the Father and of the Son." And when the child had blessed himself, he would put the lighting spill to the candle, and from that candle the other candles would be lit, and we'd be half daft with excitement, enjoying the great blaze of light. There was no electricity at that time, running from the rooms to the kitchen and out into the yard to see what the effect was like from the outside. Then, when we'd get tired of looking at the candles on our own windows, we'd turn and try to name the neighbours' houses as the bunches of lights came on. Two windows here and three windows there, across the dark countryside and away up to the foot of the hills. And as sure as anything, someone would be late, and we'd rush into my mother saying, "Faithin, there's no light on yet in Kelly's." "Go down on your knees," my mother would say. Well, the time she'd pick for it, just as the salt ling was ready, and the white onion sauce, and the potatoes steaming over the fire. But I suppose there had been no religion in the world, only for the women. The wives driving their husbands out to confession, up to the altar rails and down on their knees to say the rosary. My father, his mind 1,000 miles away, doing 11 Hail Marys to the decade and 12 Hail Marys to the decade. And my mother saying, glory, Ned. And he taking that for encouragement and doing 13 to the decade. The rosary in our house didn't end at 5 decades. Not at all. After the Hail Holy Queen, my mother would branch into the trimmings. Come, Holy Ghost, send down those beams which sweetly flow in silent streams. My mother would pray for everyone, in sickness and in need. She'd pray for the poor souls and the sinful soul that was at that very moment trembling before the judgment seat above. She'd pray for the sailor on the sea, protect him from the tempest and bring him safely home. She'd pray for the lone traveller on the highway, and of course she'd pray for our emigrants. And last of all, she would pray for the members of her own family. God bless and save us all. St. Patrick, Bridget and Columbkill guard each wall. May the Queen of Heaven and the angels bright keep us in our house from all harm this night. Our knees would be aching as we got up off the floor. And it would take my father a while to get the prayer arch out of his back. Well, we wouldn't be sitting down to the supper when my mother had blessed herself again. A preliminary to grace before meals. And you could hardly blame my father for losing his patience. Is it in a monastery we are, he'd say? Haven't we done enough praying for one night? After the supper, there was Christmas cake for anyone with a sweet tooth. My father would never look at the Christmas cake. His eye would be on the big earthenware jar at the bottom of the kitchen, and it would be a great relief to him when my mother would say to us, go out there, one of you, and tell the neighbouring men to come in for a while. That was the custom that night, for near neighbours to visit each other's houses. In a while's time, the men had come, and at the first lag in the conversation, my father would take the cork off the jar, and he'd fill out drinks for everyone. And the men, you know, by the way, not noticing what was going on. And then when they'd get the glasses, very surprised, they'd say, what's this? What's this for? Go on and take it, my father would say. It is Christmas night and more luck to us. Then the men's faces would light up, and lifting their glasses high, they'd begin a chorus of, Happy Christmas, Ned! Happy Christmas, everyone! And the same to E-men, my father would answer. May we all be alive again, this time 12 months. And my mother, who was never very happy in the presence of strong drink, would direct her gaze in the direction of the Christmas candle and say, the grace of God to us all.
Thank you.
Sound and arrangement of Enya and her interpretation of Silent Night, or as we say in Irish, Iha Hune. Now, it's a bit of country in Irish again, this time from Mike Denver. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Snow's falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties and celebrations. People dancing all night long. Time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing Christmas songs. We're gonna have a party tonight. Well, I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe and kiss by candlelight. Room is swaying, records playing, all the old songs we love to hear. All I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year. Snow's falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Snow's falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Now, here's yet another of those long tracks I mentioned earlier on. But this particular track tells a story, and I've a little confession to make to you. I haven't heard this particular song before until I was hunting through some material for this programme, and I came across this recording by Don Stiff and Cherish the Ladies. And it's called A Christmas Letter. You have to listen to the lyrics telling the story of the mother, and she's longing for her family on Christmas Day. One daughter stayed behind, but all the others went across the sea to America, as they say in all the good emigrant songs. and she buried the husband on Christmas Day as well. It's a sad, I won't say little song, it is quite long, but it's a lovely song. Typically sort of County Clare music. I love this track, and I've been playing it over and over myself on my MP3 player. So have a listen to Don Stiff and Cherish the Ladies, and see what you think.
Not far from Milltown Malbay, if you travel south a small way to a place called Bonavilla in the pleasant County Clare, where there lived a widow lonely with her one daughter only, who stayed at home to care for her while the rest were gone away. Now this poor old woman weeping, and her daughter she was sleeping, wearied from her toils, 'twas the eve of Christmas Day. They got letters, they got money, but their hearts were poor and lonely. And to her sleeping daughter, these words she then did say. Oh, then, kid, if so you're sleeping, while my eyes are ever weeping, weeping for those little ones that's gone so far. Won't you read again that letter? Somehow it makes me better each time I hear the news of them that's in a merry case. Oh, the kitchen sailed out across that great big sea to that land so far away. And now each little motion on that wide and fretful ocean falls heavy on this mother's heart this blessed Christmas Day. 'Tis well I do remember that bleak day in December, when the neighbor's lady, her father, in his narrow bed of clay, I prayed to God to take me. My heart was well near breaking for myself and all those little ones that blessed Christmas Day. Oh, then kid, it's so you're sleeping while my eyes are ever weeping, weeping for those little ones that's gone so far away. Won't you read again letter? Somehow it makes me better each time I hear the news of them that's in a merry shining with their creamy deep gray lining,
and they sold the children of my heart to the land so far away. Blessed Christmas Day. Now what's the use of talking, joining those hardly walking, when I saw him climb upon that cliff and look across the bay. My bitter tears were falling, sure I knew heart that blessed Christmas Day. Oh, then Kenistore, you're sleeping while my eyes are ever weeping, weeping for those little ones that's gone so far away. Won't you read again that letter? Somehow it makes it better each time I hear the news of them that's in a merry gay. Each time I hear the news of them on this blessed Christmas Day.